Morning watch. The factor of closely following the completed vision of the age through the ministry of the age. Week 2. Friday related verses. 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 21, 14 through 15. But all things are out from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God in Christ was reconciling the world to himself, not accounting their offenses to them, and has put in us the word of reconciliation. On behalf of Christ, then, we are ambassadors, as God entreats you through us. We beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Him who did not know sin, he made sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we have judged this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live may no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised. Matthew 27:51. And behold, the veil of the temple was split in two from top to bottom, and the earth was shaken, and the rocks were split. Romans 1:15. So for my part, I am ready to announce the gospel to you also who are in Rome. Hebrews 9:3. And after the second veil, a tabernacle, which is called the Holy of Holies. Hebrews 10:20. Which entrance he initiated for us as a new and living way through the veil, that is, his flesh. Related reading. In 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 20, Paul goes on to speak of the ministry of reconciliation. Paul's word in verse 20 about being reconciled to God is not directed to sinners. It is directed to the believers in Corinth. These believers had already been reconciled to God partially. However, they had not been fully reconciled to him. In 1 Corinthians 1, Paul refers to them as saints, as those who had been called by God into the fellowship of his Son. Therefore, they surely had been reconciled to God to some degree. The believers at Corinth, after being reconciled to God partially, still lived in the flesh, in the outward man. Between them and God, there was the separating veil of the flesh, of the natural man. This veil corresponds to the veil inside the tabernacle. The veil that separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies, not to the veil at the entrance of the holy place. The Corinthian believers may have been in the holy place, but they were not in the Holy of Holies, where God is. Therefore, they had not been reconciled to God in full. In 2 Corinthians 5:19, it is the world that is to be reconciled to God. In verse 20, it is the believers. Those who have already been reconciled to God, who are to be reconciled to him further. This clearly indicates that there are two steps for people to be fully reconciled to God. The first step is of sinners to be reconciled to God from sin. For this purpose, Christ died for our sins, that they may be forgiven by God. This is the objective aspect of Christ's death. In this aspect, he bore our sins on the cross that God might judge them upon him for us. The second step is as believers living in the natural life to be reconciled to God from the flesh. For this purpose, Christ died for us, the persons, that we may live to him in resurrection life. This is the subjective aspect of Christ's death. In this aspect for us, he was made sin to be judged, and done away with by God, that we may become the righteousness of God in him. By the two aspects of his death, he has fully reconciled God's chosen people to God. These two steps of reconciliation are clearly portrayed by the two veils of the tabernacle. The first veil is called the screen. A sinner was brought to God through the reconciliation of the atoning blood to enter into the holy place, by passing this screen. This typifies the first step of reconciliation. The second veil still separated him from God who was in the Holy of Holies. This veil needed to be rent that he might be brought to God in the Holy of Holies. this is the second step of reconciliation. The Corinthian believers had been reconciled to God, for they had passed through the first veil and had entered into the holy place, but they still lived in the flesh. They needed to pass the second veil, which has already been rent, to enter into the Holy of Holies, to live with God in their spirit. The goal of this epistle is to bring them here, that they may be persons in the Spirit, in the Holy of Holies. This is what the apostle means by saying, be reconciled to God. Although the Corinthians had been saved and reconciled to God halfway, they still lived in the flesh. That is, they lived in the soul, the outward man, the natural being. The veil of the flesh of the natural man still separated them from God. This means that their natural being was a separating veil. Therefore, they needed the second step of reconciliation,